This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're live. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, my little boy. And he is in miserable Colorado while his dad is over with Rob's Berry in Hawaii getting ready for the mastermind that Rob's having. Incredible people flying in. I'm going to miss a couple and they're going to be mad. Simon Chan, Darren Kidd, Michelle Barnes, Todd Falcone, Jason Tyne. God, Jessica Green. I mean, crazy cool people. We're going to have a blast. But right this second, I am over at Glenn Head's house. And if you guys don't know, he and his beautiful wife, they were huge Manitech people. They're still in the top 5% of earners there. They haven't done that for, been working their business actively for a few years. But guess what? They are bigger and stronger than ever, and they have dedicated their lives to helping the natives of Hawaii that are getting economically squeezed out. They are committed to building 5,000 affordable living places here, and they're making it happen so those people don't get kicked off. And these houses are built to last 7 generations. So it's really, really cool. I spent the morning with them. I'm the luckiest guy in the world that I get to hang around with people like Alan Newell. He and I have a background together that is unbelievable. He came out of the restaurant business at a much higher level than me, but similar backgrounds of understanding what it's like to grind it out and then get into a profession like this, which is basically the restaurant business without the restaurant, because all you need to do is just really be nice to everybody, make everybody feel like $1 million, and it doesn't even make any difference if the potatoes are lumpy. Just love them. And that's all we do in network marketing. And that wasn't a bad line. And I love you all. Let's go, Alan. Oh, let's go to Adrian so he doesn't get a complex. Adrian, how are you?
You're lucky. I am good. I'm so happy about this show. It's been a long time coming. And Alan, I'm pretty sure I first connected with you through Clubhouse, which is, it's fun.
That's where I met him.
I know. It's neat that that kind of has, like, it feels like a million years ago, and it also has a legacy of really some very special people and relationships that came out of that. So, Alan, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. It is Clubhouse, and what a unique experience that was. It was, you know, it was short-lived, but you're right. It made such an impact on so many people and connected so many people who were there. It was awesome. Yeah.
That is so, so cool. And so,
hold it for a sec. So you were an influencer there, and you're still hanging around with Victor Dejaj. You're still hanging around with Doug Feuerbach and Jeff Welch and Troy Dooley. You know, somehow, you know, it probably had nothing to do with my ego. I got kicked off the Cool Kids Club thread and that whole deal because those guys are all making so much money. They didn't have any time for us poor people. But it's just exciting to see you just have that written. And a little, what's the little, the one that was running around with Brett Metheny, the girl. What was her name?
Oh, gosh. Was it?
I can't think of her name. I will in a second. But, man, it's just cool. So back to you, Adrian. I interrupted.
That's all right. That's great. So, Alan, you know, I love – my dad alluded to this at the beginning. You have a restaurant background at a really high level, and I know that was in your DNA for a big, big part of your career. So tell a little bit about that story and how you think that prepared you for what you ultimately are doing today.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the restaurant business, I started out in the restaurant business at 19 years old when I was going to college, and I did it for extra income. And just, I remember sitting in the back at 2 a.m. washing dishes. I was washing dishes. I was making food. I was the cook, you know, and so, you know, when you, I was raised in the South, I'm a Southern boy, and we had manners and we were taught to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and to treat people with respect and just care about people. And, you know, you wore your uniform pressed and cleaned. And when you were in the restaurant business and you did those things, man, you were popular. People loved you. And so I really loved what we were doing there. And being able to help people. So it started from there. I owned my first restaurant when I was 24 years old. And so I learned that, you know, in the customer service business, and Tom, you can relate to this, you know, taking care, your customers are everything to you. But what we learned too in the business, and we had some great people that I worked with, many that you guys know. One of the guys that I worked with that transitioned right about the same time I did, who was in, Lone Star Steakhouse with us, is Jeff Bracken. And y'all know Jeff Bracken. And
yeah.
Just what a great guy Jeff is. And so he fit into our model, well, because we realized that our customers, our number one customers were our employees, the people that work for us, the people that were out there. Tom, you mentioned the daily grind. You know, the ones who were on the front lines, who were serving the customers, who were taking care of the customers. And, you know, we realized that if you created a culture, an environment of just leadership and of servant leadership, you know, where you took care of those people. I remember I had a manager that I had to say to him, hey, you have to take 2 days off a week. We're not going to let you get burnt out. You know, you've got a family. We want you to have more time at home. You have to take a vacation each year. And so we progressed through that and worked, and we had restaurants all over the country. And then we started Lone Star Steakhouse. We were in a PepsiCo franchise for many years. And then we started Lone Star Steakhouse in the late 80s. And the first Lone Star Steakhouse was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That's where I'm from. I'm from actually a little town, a little suburb called Clemens, North Carolina. And we built this about 8 miles from my house. And we came into, you know, it's interesting how, when you talk about how similar these businesses are, Tom, is that we came into the industry when there was Ruth Chris and there was Western Steer Steakhouse. And there was nobody in the mid-scale steakhouse industry. And we came into that space at that time and had peanut shells on the floor, had the Texas Star. We had the country music and the dancing and just an environment of fun and excitement and amazing food that wasn't your low-end steakhouse. And it wasn't Ruth Chris. It was mid-scale. We would have an hour and a half wait for lunch. And so, so we just really, and people used to say to us all the time in the restaurant business, and I will say this too, and the company I'm with now and the people that you surround yourself with, Tom, you were naming off names, and I saw where Whitney said it was Angel that was in Clubhouse with us.
Angel Fletcher.
Angel Fletcher, that's right. Yeah, no, Angel's such an angel. No. You know, she is. She really is. And so.
Chandler. Angel Chandler.
There we go.
That's right. There you go, Tom. Yeah, yeah. As we get older, we're not losing our memory, especially when you're in Hawaii with that beautiful sky behind you. And so, you know, we just, people said, how were you all so successful in the restaurant business? And what we were was a whole bunch of restaurant people. We were people who thought the same. We had the same culture, the same values. We were people who grew up in the industry. And so we knew what it took to be successful, and we knew what it took how to treat people, and we knew how to treat customers, and we knew to take care of our walls and our foundation. The foundation was so important. And so then when you talk about Adrian transition over to this industry, it took a little bit. I tell you, you know, if you've been in the corporate world, it was different. Those were employees, and we paid them, you know, by the hour or paid them salaries to work for us. But here with a volunteer army, you know, everybody out here is a 1099 independent contractor or volunteer army. So being that servant leader and having that passion for helping for people really resonated in this business for me. And that's what I love. I love being able to help people be successful. Let's just take Jeff Bracken, okay? And Jeff Bracken, as you know, is extremely successful in this industry, okay? He's one of the top income earners in the world, and he's an outstanding guy from St. George, Utah.
Wow.
Jeff came to us. And he became an assistant manager in one of our restaurants. Then he became a manager, and then he became an area manager, and then a district. See, we promoted from within, and we looked for quality people like that that had a fire in their belly to want more, that wanted to do more, that had the desire, that fit with our culture of, you know, caring and sharing, loving people, servant leadership. And he's a classic for that. And he fit our model so well that he ended up, when I left Lone Star Steakhouse, I went with a company called NPC International. They were the largest PepsiCo company in the PepsiCo franchise in the world. And when I left, they brought me in to run their business for them. When I left, we had 653 restaurants. So Jeff started out in St. George, Utah, in one of our restaurants. And when I left Lone Star to go over to NPC International, Jeff took over as vice president of operations for Lone Star Steakhouse. Now think about that. Think about that. A guy from St. George, Utah, who came out of college, started out as an assistant manager, and we just groomed everybody. And that's exactly what we do here. In this industry, as you know, Tom, you've been around a long time, it's finding those people that have a fire in their belly, people that want more, not only for themselves, but for their family and for other people, that are servant leaders, that care about people, that have a true passion for what they're doing, for the industry that we're in. And when you find those people, man, when you latch on to them and you plug them in, amazing things happen. Amazing things happen. So that's how I transitioned over from restaurants to this business. And it was just a good fit for me, you know, because I do love helping people. You know, a system that I use now is I'm always telling people, look, you know, it goes back to what Jim Rohn said. You know, if you help enough other people get what they want, you can have anything you want in life. And that still rings, no matter what happens in the industry, no matter what happens. You know, now the big thing is, as you know, with NowSight, AI. Hey, look how much different our industry is today than when it was, and Adrian's just a young pup, but Tom, when we started years ago, and we were chasing people down in the stores, handing them CDs and cassette tapes and DVDs. Remember those days? You know? And so, but here's the thing. It's still the same. If you still have that same passion, and that same desire for helping other people, and for, I call it, a guy that I worked with in North Carolina who was a bricklayer. He said he laid rock. He bit laid rock. He said, Alan, I'm just a guy from King, North Carolina. I don't have any college experience. I went to the Marines for 2 years. He said, I've been laying rock. You know, he was a stonemason. And he said, can somebody like me have success in this business? Can somebody like me with no education and just, you know, and he was just a super guy who had a true passion for helping others. You know what I mean? And I know we got to take a break.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We got to go to a quick break, so let's do that. We are coming back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our guest, Alan Newell. We were talking before the break about his background in the restaurant business and the way that he transitioned out of that into network marketing. And there's a couple of things that you said along the way that I think really hit home for me. One, you gave the amazing, famous Jim Rohn quote about helping enough people get what they want and you're going to get what you want. And I think that rings true. But I think another one that really stands out to me that spans across the restaurant world and the network marketing world is it's really everything is about the way you make people feel, right?
Yeah.
The food, your food might be mediocre, whatever it is, but if you can make people feel welcome, if you can make people feel a certain way, they're going to come back over and over again. And that's something that is very true in the restaurant world. I know that I oftentimes make choices more based on that, on where I'm going to feel welcomed and what it's going to be like to go there than necessarily the food or the price or anything else. And that's certainly true in network marketing too. And Dad, you did this from the very early days, and it's something that I think is a hallmark of everything you did is focusing in on how you make people feel as really the key to success, right?
Well, when you had high prices, no liquor license, and terrible food, there had to be a reason to get the people back in the door. And what I finally figured out was they would rather hear their name than have a filet mignon. And as a result of that, we got really, really good. And it was a parlor trick. We looked for the person least likely to get a compliment. Because that was me. I had a beautiful older brother, a beautiful younger brother, all muscles, and a beautiful sister, and I was this runt. And they were always, everywhere we went, everybody talked about everybody but me. I was just a normal kid, but nobody ever talked about me. So when somebody would talk about me, my brothers and sisters were flabbergasted and happy, and I just did that at the restaurant business. I looked for the person least likely to get a compliment. We complimented whatever it was they liked about themselves. I grabbed my ear because it was usually earrings or a hat. And then we would write it down, and the next week they'd come in, and we would say, where's your sister? We wouldn't say, where's your ugly little sister? Where's your sister? We loved your earrings last week, and the people would love that and come back. And that's all it took. And remember, we ended up being the most successful restaurant in Littleton, Colorado, with that simple philosophy of making the, you know, that's what they do at Mary Kay, the Queen for the Day, that television show. They look for that person to make the Queen for the Day. And that's what I centered my life around. And it's what I still do. It works.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, Tom, when I saw you at Faith Over Fear, you know, I heard you long before I saw you. As I was coming down that corridor, because you're always, you know, in a happy mood and got a big smile on your face, and you're loving on people and laughing with people and having a good time. And you know, that's what we wanted to create. You're exactly right. We, you know, the guy that I was talking about earlier called it caring and sharing. When you truly care about people, you know what I mean? When you care about people and you make them feel good, going back to the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, one of the sentences in there that has always stuck with me is this, is that every single person in today's world, people are going through a lot. You know, times are tough for a lot of people. But every single person you meet, right? Every single person you meet has a sign hanging around their neck. And that sign says, make me feel important. And if you don't forget that, and if you remember that, and if you remember that every single person, that's what they, you're right, knowing their name is so important. That was one of the things, Tom, that I didn't like about the restaurant business as we grew. And so I'd come in these restaurants, and I would be on the road for 3 weeks out of a month seeing restaurants. Some restaurants I wouldn't see, but maybe once a year. But I was really adamant about making sure my employees wore name tags. Why? Because I wanted to call them by name.
Yeah.
I wanted to call them by name. Yeah. And they would say, I can't believe you remember my name. And my regional manager would go, or district manager, he'd go, well, you are wearing a name tag.
I'm trying to remember who this was. There's a really famous, like a top person outside of network marketing who was talking about having gotten their start in the restaurant business and managing restaurants, and talked about that early in their career, that was their key to success. They would travel with this big bag of notebooks, and they would write down names and stories and all the stuff from their employees, and that was truly the thing that they thought made the difference. And this is so true. It's so powerful. And I think it's more important than ever in network marketing and beyond, because increasingly, right, I go to Amazon, I go to this, I go to that. I don't ever hear my name because I'm not talking to anybody. And when suddenly I'm put into this place where I feel seen, where I feel a sense of belonging, where all these things happen, I mean, it's you forget how hungry you are for that until you experience it, and it can be the difference maker. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about what it means to be a servant leader, because that's really what Alan has poured his heart and his life into over the last 20-plus years. And this has been a great conversation already. It's going by way too fast, but stick around. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show for at least a little longer on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
U.S. USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. We got a nice long segment here on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. Darren Adams commenting live from Tasmania. That's pretty fun. We love you, Darren. And this is awesome. It's so fun that this is an international, global show, and we're having a great conversation. Victor is in the house. We love him. And so this is just awesome. And so... we were talking before the show, Alan and Tom and I, about what we wanted this thing to really be about. And, Alan, you said that for you, really the most important thing that unifies everything you do is servant leadership. And that's something that I think a lot of people pay lip service to and not a lot of people really do. And so would you start just by telling our listeners what being a servant leader really means to you?
Well, you know, thanks for that, Adrian. You know, one thing is I have to say, and people, you're not going to be around me long and not realize that I love God and I love my family, you know, and I don't hide that. It's something I'm proud of. And being a servant leader in today's world is just so powerful when you can connect with people and you can serve people, you know, and so a lot of times people think that when we're in this, that when we are having success in this industry, in this business, that we don't do a lot of things. But listen, this past winter, you know, when it got cold, my daughter is on the board of a church, and she's on the board of a rescue ministry. And so she works with homeless and addicted people, and she serves. And so she said, "Hey, Dad, I signed you up down," and you can't call it the homeless, you got to call it the unhomed, or, you know, the rescue shelter, where it was the warming shelter. When it got, you know, I live at the beach, but when it gets below 32 degrees, they open up a shelter for people to come, and we feed them and we house them and we put them up in there. And we have a trailer that has a shower, you know, a shower. And so I was manning the shower the last day of the event that we put on down there. It was a 5-day event because the temperature got cold. And so, you know, when you're a servant leader, you look for opportunities to serve others and help others. You just don't wait for somebody to come knocking on your door. You get out there in the community and in your world and in your business and in your community, and you serve others. And so servant leadership means that, you know, when you look at the successful people in the world, and is how can I help you? I call it caring and sharing. Which a friend of mine coined that phrase years ago. When you truly have a passion, you know, there's people in this industry who are there for, well, they don't survive long. It's, you know, it's interesting when you see people who come in this business and they're here for the money, and they're here. They struggle, you know, because people can see through that. But when you meet people who have a true servant heart, a true leadership, who are people who servant leadership means that. Here's a statement that I like to use is this, and this, you know, I noticed this with Tom, and I heard this a lot at Faith Over Fear with Tom, is this, is when the greatest, I relate this to you, Tom, okay, because people who know you and don't know you, and I know Adrian works his tail off with you guys, and you've made a lot of transitions over the past 2 or 3 years, but here's the thing, everything you transition to is serving and helping others. And when the greatest leaders, and talking about service leader, what is a servant leader? When a servant leader's work is done, the people say they did it themselves. And that's what our role as servant leaders is to create other leaders, to create other people, to create success with them, to build their competence, to build their talent, to build their ability so that you can duplicate and be able to get, here's the thing. When we're standing in the back of the room at the upcoming event, and we're standing back there, and we go, oh, my gosh, who is that on stage? Who is it? See, that's when you create real leadership, is you go, who is that on stage? And they go, oh, you remember Susie, and Susie recruited John, and John came on and brought the team on, and they were from wherever. I mean, as you say, we're international today. And then, but what they're doing is you hear them speaking the same love, the same passion, the same culture, the same philosophy that we have created within our group as servant leaders. When they're speaking that same message of love, caring, and sharing, you know what I mean? Then we go, yep, we're now having success. That's what success is, in my opinion, in this business, is creating other servant leaders and creating people who want to help others and helping them become leaders.
What do you think about that, Adrian?
I think that's totally right on, and that's, for me, the standout quote is, if we did it right, they'll think that at the end of the equation, they'll be the ones that thought they did it. And that's what it's all about. And you know, being a leader is not about having all the spotlight on you. And you know, one of the things that I'm going to throw we need to get his website up here. So, by the way, if you're getting a ton of value out of this, you definitely want to go check out Alan online. And you can find him at wallennewell.com. So make sure you go and do that. I'll put that link in the chat as well. This guy is just bringing the rain. And so thank you so much, Alan. What I was thinking about, though, is what it really comes down to in my mind is I think that network marketing and the restaurant business have another similarity, which is really they're kind of an apprenticeship business, aren't they? You know, you go and you hire this high school kid who doesn't have any clue how to do what they're doing, and you put them through the paces and you teach them how to do the thing, and then they learn how to do it. And lo and behold, you know, some of those kids decide they really like that business, and one of these days they end up the CEO or the manager or the owning the restaurant or doing all the thing. And the same is true in network marketing, right? There isn't really a playbook of how to do this thing the right way, or there's too many of them, one or the other, but there isn't this accepted standard. And so what do? You go and you find a mentor who's going to show you how to do this thing the right way, and then is going to get out of your way as you learn how to do it and let you shine and take the credit and do all the things. And the leaders who do that the most times and who teach people how to do that, those are the ones that are going to win that, you know, you're going to win the day. That's how you win the day, isn't it, Dad?
100% right. And the restaurant business, you take a look at the great franchises, they all do the same thing over and over again. They make it simple. It's duplicatable, whether it's making franchise or doing your network marketing business. And that's why when you go in the restaurant, you want to recruit the manager. Because I'm telling you what, that guy's working 24 hours a day. So he knows how to work on Friday night, Saturday night, and all day Sunday. He knows how to motivate people for no money, because that's the name of the game. You give them titles instead of money in the restaurant business. The difference is that that's forever. In our business, we do the same thing, except there's absolutely no limit as to how much money that can be made. And that's what you point out. And, you know, Adrian, you said that's a great training ground. And it is, because you just learn so much about human nature. And once you, if you are good in the restaurant business and you're good in network marketing, you can literally go take over a country. And that's what we need to do. All of us need to realize that's what we've got in our hand if we just choose to pick up, not the sword, the magic dust, and make people feel better about their lives. And just love like crazy, then love more. And it works. There's a woman named Victoria Barron out there that was in charge of this huge, she was a big distributor in another company, and I'm in a room with her, and she's over there glaring at me, and I'm glaring at her, and I go, who's that woman? They say, Victoria Barron. I go, what's her story? She's glaring at me. She goes, oh, she's the king of the mountain, man. She doesn't understand who you are. I said, okay. So I'm going to go meet her. So I look in my phone, pop her name in there, and she pops up. And so I walk over there, and she sticks out this ham of a hand. She goes, Tom, nice to meet you. I go, nice to see you, Victoria. She goes, see me? What do you mean? I go, we met like 10 years ago in Colorado Springs. You were there for that convention there, and you had your husband Iggy with you, and you guys had a booth for Limu. Do you remember me? She's going, I've never seen you before in my life. That's the power of remembering, because she melted in front of my face. And she and I today are great friends, and she does not mind me telling that story, because that's what we're all posturing. But you win with love, and you win with remembering and letting people know you remember.
You know, Tom, I love you said that, because, you know, that's kind of the philosophy of what you started when you started you and Adrian started Contact Mapping, was to be able to do. And so I use a simple system here. And it's and you know, they say the KISS method. They say keep it short and simple. Sometimes they say keep it simple, stupid. But I use it as this. Is K is for connect. The KISS method. Connect with people. Invite people. Okay. Connect, invite, share. And then the last S is stay in touch. Connect, invite, share, stay in touch. That's the KISS method that works in life, but it also works so well in this industry. Because I have so many people that, you know, I just had a lady 2 weeks ago that reached out to me and said, hey, I want to take a look at what you're doing because I'm ready to order some of your products. This is a lady, Tom, that I haven't seen. I went to high school with her, and I know her. I know her husband. I know her sister really well. I know her sister probably better than I do her. But because we've stayed in connection, you know, stayed in contact with people and communicated with her. And I said, how's your husband doing? She lives about an hour and a half north of me on the coast of North Carolina. And so that's so important in today's world. That people think, well, the internet, you lose that ability. Well, of the socializing, of the neighborhood, of that community feeling. But the fact of the matter is there's just more ways now to do it. To connect, invite, share, and then stay in touch. Stay in
so
touch.
So this is a public service announcement from Tom Chenault. You don't like me. I haven't talked to you for 5 years. Your little derelict kids are graduating from high school. I've known them for 10 years. I haven't heard you, and instead of having your kid call and send me a thank you note, or I mean a graduation account announcement, you send me a text message asking me to give that kid money, for which I won't even get a thank you note, and I haven't heard from you in 5 years. No, don't do that. Put me on a rotation and remember. Every 3 months, call and say, Tom, how's your dog? I'm going to get that, and then I'm going to get the inevitable note about your kid's graduation, and I'm going to send them $50 and ask you to make them send me a thank you note. I'll trade you $50 for a thank you note just because it's a life skill you need to know. You guys, you parents out there, I am telling you, it is a crazy maker. Weddings, all of it. Nobody. Girl Scout cookies. I don't want to buy it from the parent. I don't want to buy it from you, Adrian. I want to buy it from your kids so I can hear the cute little pitch, which Adrian makes his kids do. Heck.
take us to a break, Mr. Rant. We got 15 seconds.
That was a break from Tom Chenault. God bless Genesis Communication Network. He had us on the air for 12 years. 500 stations, and he's going away. We love him. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Alan Newell, my little boy Adrian, Victor. And we were talking about Victor, and I want you guys to friend him up on Facebook. He is one of the most powerful motivational speakers and trainers you're ever going to meet, and you are going to interview him with your eyes, and you're going to look right past him because he's usually just sitting with a plate of chicken noodle soup or mashed potatoes. He's adorable. His heart is everywhere, and I love you, Victor, and I just want to give you a shout-out. We need to get you on this show. Your friend Alan Newell is here. I love him, too, and thank you, Alan, for being who you are in the world, man. It's just... it's an honor to get to work with you. It's an honor that you did so much for Bracken, that he's so rich now. And it's all good. And it's all the schools we learned, the stuff we learned.
Yeah, and kudos to you guys, too, and all you do and bringing people on here and sharing, you know, just sharing people's wisdom and sharing knowledge and just what a gift it is to be able to come to people. Now, you said it was 12 years you've been doing this, and now you're going to switch over to the latest, greatest technology, podcasting, which you'll be able to reach, you know, you'll already reach millions of people, but that's the key. It's to be able to reach millions of people all over the world and just share love, you know, just share a message with them of hope. In today's world, people are looking for hope. They're looking for an opportunity. And let me tell you, they're looking for a community to be associated with. You know, yeah. A lot of people join our industry, and you know what they join it for? The community, the friendship, the people to associate with, to get to meet the Tom and Adrian Chenaults of the world, to get to meet the Debbie Stellas and the Victors and you know, all these people that we're seeing on here we're talking about. You know, I just started working with Christina Perry. And Christina, y'all may remember her from years ago. She was extremely successful and kind of went out and did another venture. And she contacted me a couple of months now and said, I so miss the community and just the love that we share and the camaraderie and the teamwork that the direct sales provides. I just miss it so much. I'm ready to get back involved and I'm ready to share that love again. And she's a true person with passion that's going to, you're just going to see, she's going to bring her light and her love and her shine back. And that's what I love about this business is I can sit here and name all people that are watching right now. But we know there's so many people, especially the old timers like us, Tom, you know, Adrian's still kind of, you said your young pup son. I'm just wondering, are you going to call him, you're going to call him that until he's 70, right?
My little boy, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You returned to Hawaii and didn't take your little boy with you.
Well, yeah, you know, I travel for free, and I'm so frugal that I just don't want to spend the money on him. So he's got to work, man. The guy's got, you know, they got that Now Side got acquired, and then they went and did that deal with Herbalife, and that made it 1,000 times bigger. And then Eric, the poor kid. Yeah. He's working 24/7, and he thought I was going to be taking up the slack, but he has found out that that is not ever going to happen. I'm just going to spend the money he someday will make me. So that's that simple.
we know Adrian how that works. Is Tom? You just put him in. He's like a wind up toy. You just wind him up and turn him loose, and he'll talk to everybody. And then you do all the work behind the scenes to kind of rein everything in. I know how this works, Tom.
Well, here's the deal, and you know this as well as I do. You, Alan, are probably a whole, you know, I know how many autoships you've got and how brilliant you are and all that, but I'm going to tell you something. Your real value is just the people you know. You can get stuff because of the people you know. And that's why Adrian and Justin and Steve and Michelle Wallach and all these people really, really keep me around. They tolerate me because I know so many people, and that day's going to come when they need something I've got or somebody I know. And then they're going to say, oh, we love that son of a gun until I out of sight again and it goes back to the other way. But I'm going to tell you, I like being that because there's just no expectations, so I don't have to worry about letting anybody down.
Amen. It's cool. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way, you know. And my daughter always gives me a hard time. She says, I hear you say the same things over and over and over again. I say, yeah, you've heard me say that, but they haven't heard it yet. I get to tell it again. I get to tell the stories. I get to tell the successes. I get to share in the successes of people and just edify people. Somebody said, the love way we edify each other. Man, that's, you know, if you want to be successful in this business, edify. When that person gets their first customer, you edify them, and man, that's a victory. That's a massive victory. They just got their first customer. They just got their first paycheck. They just got their first whatever it is, rank advancement. They just went on their first trip, you know? And boy, you're talking about, and see, that's why people, and you, I'm not telling you guys anything that you don't already know. That's what people love about this industry. Because when you're around the right people who are caring and sharing and who are servant leaders and who love and love on you and care about you, man, there's just not a better feeling in the world. You know, I like to say this, and you mentioned it earlier. It doesn't matter whether you're from Yale or jail. You see, it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter whether you're coming through AA or whether you're coming through, you know, whatever you've done. If you picked yourself up by the bootstraps, military people, if you're looking for a community, if they're looking for somebody where they can be and create a home and all about environment and have people that love on them and care about them, that's where this business is. That's where this business, that's where this industry, that's what it's all about.
If you're having trouble making marketing, you need a checkered pass. So go rob a bank, get caught, get out of jail, and come. So I'm telling you, the stories are what sell. And that's that simple. And the checkered pass, I would be nothing without my checkered pass.
Amen.
Butter, you know, it's that simple. And here we are. So all of you, stop. Make your worst nightmare your best story. That's all it boils down to. None of us are here because we were singing too loud in the choir. And I'm 73 years old, and it's been over 50 years since somebody looked at my report card. Thank God. What they look at is how nice I am. They look at how well I remember you. It's, you guys, please, 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 fire your brain, hire your heart. Right, Adrian?
Amen. And speaking of fired, I think GCN is so mad they fired us and shut down the radio station. We got to get out of here. Signing off for the last time ever on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for listening to the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.